Alaskan singer-songwriter Jewel says yodeling is the only way to break through to a hostile crowd. Jewel Kilcher started performing with her family as a preschooler, later traveled with her father, singing and yodeling across Alaska. At age 18, then living in California, she had a record deal and soon released her first album, Pieces of You. By 1998, Jewel's second album, Spirit, was out, with her single, Hands, topping the chart.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these.
But last September 11th gave that song a new meaning and poignancy.
A DJ in New York had taken Hands and interlaid it with some of President Bush speaking and people calling into the station on the day of 9/11. A week later, I was in New York, and the DJ played it for me, and it was shocking to hear. I had no idea when I wrote that song years before that it would, you know, become an anthem for New York. It was terribly humbling.
With a new awareness of the importance of her art, Jewel released her third album, This Way, last November.
I've always found it a bit frustrating to deal with a lot of pop media, be interviewed about my favorite nail color instead of about lyrical content or social issues. So it actually ended up working good for me just because I actually got to talk about things I cared about.
What's your favorite nail color?
Passion pink.
Jesus loves you. The first time I think I've heard the word tatas in a song. And getting tatas in the same song with Jesus is a real tour de force, I think.
Showing tatas on the TV is okay. I wanna be okay too. And having my picture in a magazine makes me special. How special are you?
Who do you have in mind for Jesus Loves You?
It's about fame, about the idea of the only time you're worth something is if you're on a magazine cover. And how watching shows like Spring Break and half-dressed women gallivanting around and young 12-year-olds wearing push-up bras. And there's such a tremendous hunger in youth to understand how to live in the world, how to actualize dreams. And there's a tremendous desperation. And instead of kids really being given skills to address it, they're sort of given a drug on television, and it's a kind of mindlessness that I think is very dangerous, especially considering the times we're in.
Is it any worse than when you were 12 or whatever?
I just think the means are a little more sophisticated. It's just, you know, I'm out there with people all the time. I'm in front of audiences constantly. I'm around kids all the time, and I see a tremendous longing that's just unanswered.
Do you want to play?
I wrote that song about the trend in pop culture to be sort of indier than thou. Have you heard that sort of expression? It's about a girl who's sort of indier than anyone. Only reads the underground books, only listens to the underground music in the name of being tremendously literate, but really it's contrived as any bit of pop culture.
She lived beneath a disco discount store with pictures of Randy Newman scattered all across the floor.
As the name implies, This Way was constructed with Jewel's goals in mind, a raw, not overproduced sound, and an eclectic musical style that jumps from pop to rock to a country twang in songs such as Everybody Needs Somebody Sometime.
Mary heard boys talking and voices low. Said she weren't no spring chicken like she didn't already know. So she called up Jack from a few years back. She turned him down once in his one-room shack. She said, now, baby.
This is the first record I co-produced. For people that have seen live shows of mine, a lot of the material on here is quite old. A lot of the rock songs I've been performing since I was 20 or 21.
How do you write differently now? Or do you write differently now than you did? You must.
The main difference I noticed was that I started writing out of sheer inventiveness and curiosity, and it wasn't about craft, it wasn't about hits, or any of those kind of manufactured things, and I've had to learn how to maintain that and sort of learn to do something organic in a really inorganic environment. I've never been very good in the studio. I've never been very comfortable singing with no audience. I think I was so much more comfortable when I was doing this record and more in control.
You've been performing before an audience since you were 5 or 6, which is good education. And you learn about discipline and an audience and working for those folks.
My dad and I became a duo at age 8. I'm so thankful for those years on so many levels. My dad was an excellent showman. He really knew how to work a crowd and never lost a crowd.
And I said, yo, this yodeling song's for you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, remember that time spent yodeling is time well spent.
I learned all of that so that by age 18, I was alone with an acoustic guitar at the height of grunge, opening for Bauhaus, a goth band, and able to still gain some fans out of it and kind of keep going.
So who leads? Do you lead the crowd? Does the crowd lead you?
It's sort of a dance. I mitigate in a way. I can only do as good as the crowd will kind of allow me to.
Thank you.
Night with its shattered teeth attempt to speak. My pen's present, but courage left via the sink. And I'm sorry I snuck up on you from behind. Sorry not all my love letters did rhyme. And I'm sorry that Jesus died for my sins. And I swear to God, it won't happen again. And I'm sorry if it was...
Do you ever fear an audience?
There's been a lot of times I've gone out on stage knowing I was a bit of a lamb to the slaughter. Opening isn't easy. You're dealing with really word-driven music. Opening for Crazy Horse and Neil Young, people that may not want to hear you alone with your guitar.
Neil will be right out in just a moment.
Yeah, it's basically how it is. But, you know, you persevere, you try not to act spoiled, and you still try and do your best and win people over.
Neil told you some things about hits.
Yeah, when I was touring with Neil, it was sort of, I had one single off my first record, and I thought that'd be the only one, and I went back in the studio to do another record, and I'd written a song that I wasn't very proud of, but it would be a hit. It just was a bit silly. The label was quite keen, of course, to have it, and I'd wanted a hit, you know. When you try really hard, you start wanting to have something work, and I was talking to Neil about it. I just said, you know, I feel a little bit embarrassed by the song, but I feel like it would be a hit, and I think at that time he said I'd already sold more records than he had. I think he was being overly generous with that. But that he depended on just touring and being a good live act for longevity. And it was advice I really tried to stick by and always think of what was going to help my career 20 and 30 years down the road instead of sort of just getting a paycheck today.
There's a dead end to my left. There's a burning bush to my right.
Jewel performs tomorrow night in Milwaukee.